to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's small town Saturday night, yeah. I'll let the moon shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Melissa plows across Cuba, those in Jamaica are still looking at the destruction on that island. ABC's Ika Jachi's there.
Jamaican officials saying St. Elizabeth Parish is underwater. 75 patients had to be moved from a hospital after it lost power and sustained damage to the roof. The infrastructure is severely compromised, with more than a half a million Jamaicans without power. That's about 77% of the island.
The Federal Reserve is finishing up its October meeting today. At its conclusion, an announcement on lowering a key interest rate is expected. President Trump visiting South Korea, meeting with President Lee Jae-myung, and also working on a trade deal with South Korea. Tomorrow, he will sit down with China's Xi Jinping. Lawmakers in Washington are trying to come up with a workaround so members of the military can still be paid, and so federal food assistance is not cut off from millions of Americans amid the government shutdown. This is day 29. This is ABC News. The NCAA now says it will delay a rule change that would have allowed college athletes to gamble on pro sports. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The commissioner of the SEC asking for the delay, saying the longstanding rules against betting have supported the integrity of games and the well-being of those who participate. It comes as new details emerge about the gambling scandal that rocked the NBA last week. Court records obtained by ESPN reveal in 2023 when the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier allegedly manipulated his performance as part of a gambling scheme. He was also facing an $8 million tax lien from the IRS.
ABC's Perry Russum. A woman in Florida is demanding $50,000 from SeaWorld after her fun roller coaster filled day took a foul turn. The woman's lawsuit filed on Monday said she was riding the park's Mako roller coaster in March when a duck flew into the coaster's path, hitting her in the face. She says it knocked her unconscious. No word on the condition of the duck. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume. On 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Vilas County Sheriff Joe Fath received the 2025 First Responder of the Year Award at the Wisconsin State Capitol from State Representative Rob Swearingen and State Senator Mary Felskowski. Sheriff Fath, who joined the sheriff's office in 1981 and has been sheriff since 2013, plans to retire in December after 44 years of service. Established in 2019, this award recognizes Wisconsin's firefighters, police officers, sheriffs, deputies, and EMS personnel for their exceptional service and selflessness. Each state representative selects one honoree from their district based on community nominations, highlighting those who go above and beyond in their duties. Fath was nominated by citizens for his contributions to public safety and his legacy of service. Congratulations to Sheriff Joe Fath. Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the First Congregational United Church of Christ invites you out to their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. This will feature many craft items alongside the bake sale, including wreaths, hanging hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, porch pots, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 279 North 1st Avenue. Please use the south entrance. Lisa Hale has another profile of a candidate running for Congress in eastern Wisconsin.
Mako or Macho, however you pronounce his last name, John Mako of Oshkosh wants your vote in the Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District. Mako is one of seven Democrats looking to unseat incumbent Glenn Grothman.
I saw the lack of leadership in the country, and we were being bombarded with all this divisive news daily. And the elimination of norms that we had been ruled by forever.
Mako lists among his key platforms a stable economy.
And part of that is ending these tariffs. I'm hoping that they're going to end way before this election. But if they're still there, I want to make sure that they go away.
And securing the border while helping immigrants find a legal pathway to residency.
There are so many hardworking people in our community that are having to hide because they don't have their paperwork. They have never caused anybody grief. They have families. It's time for them to come out of the shadows. And we need to create that opportunity.
What Mako said is needed most in the 6th Congressional District is affordable housing, affordable health care, and civility.
We need to start talking to each other and stop dehumanizing each other. Because we have an R or a D in front. We need to be a purple country where it doesn't matter whether R or D is in front of you anymore. It's whether we can talk issues and not personality.
The Democratic primary is August 11th, 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Mary Ann Louise Hochschild, 79, of Glidden, died on Sunday, October 26th at Park Manor Nursing Home, River's Edge Rehabilitation Center. She is survived by her sister, Martha Ernest of Glidden, by two nieces, by three nephews, and by seven great-nieces. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Mary Ann Louise Hochschild, 79, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort, defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan Gardner-Brunson for most of the night. Got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country. My church did something over Halloween. Do y'all know about trunk or treat? I didn't know what it was, and it was so kind of fun. Reach your community, do what you got to do. But it was so fun watching my pastor explain it to the older people in the congregation, you know? He gets on the microphone the week before Halloween. Now, we know we don't live in the same time. We grew up, we can't be out there knocking on strange people's doors. It's not safe. What we're going to do? We're going to get all the automobiles in the parking lot in the dark. Decorate them. We're going to teach kids that car trunks may be full of delicious candy. Hallelujah. Where'd everybody go? Who's not terrified?
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Country girl, talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck, daddy sweet money done jacked it up. Party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother. She's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born. She's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker. Undercover lover. Thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
But country.
way.
She's all about the country. From the backwoods, she's a homegrown, down to the bone, she's country.
Tree.
Problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn it.
this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn, this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like you don't understand. We're as done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it. Nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn, it's hard and everything that comes with it. Damn, this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. Can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn, this hard. But I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn, this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn, this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. Damn, this hard. Damn, this hard. Yeah, yeah.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows. Wine. I ain't heard
Since you've been gone, my world's been dark and gray.
You reminded me of brighter days.
I hoped you were coming home to stay. I was headed to church.
I was off to drink you away.
Thought about you for a long time. Can't seem to get you off my mind. I can't understand why we're living life this way. I found your picture today. I swear I'll change my ways. I just called. Say I want you to come back home. I just called to say I love you. Come back home.
Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow there, 98Q Country. Good Wednesday to you as we wind down the month of October on this 29th of October. A little Halloween for you. I know many of you probably feel like Halloween already happened with a lot of stuff this past weekend. And the big Fright Fest here in Park Falls, but the real Halloween, Friday, the door-to-door, all that good stuff, that's Friday night, of course. Check with your local municipalities on the times that trick-or-treating, typically it's in that 4 to 4:30 range to 6, 6:30 range or so. If you get out there and you see the lights on, you're good to go. 98Q Morning Show is brought to you by and coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It is a smile. It is a listening ear, and it's a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We'll talk a little cross country this morning. Reality Radio on the way for you. After 8 o'clock, we'll get the Shawamigan folks in here. Coach Patterson, Coach and Haley Bodo, the qualifier for Shawamigan. We'll talk with Rib Lake Prentice boys team and individual qualifier Kylie Orison will join us at about 9:40, and then tomorrow we'll get Phillips in here at about 9:45 tomorrow morning. I want to get Gray in here. Gray, get us all in here. Gray, because I wanted to talk to Gray a little bit this morning, who's lingering around the studio about the Cam Newton video.
They pay me to be here. You know that, right? Lingering.
The old song, you ever hear the old Jim Croce song, "You Don't Tug on Superman's Cape"?
Yeah, you don't mess around with Jim.
You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. Well, there's a new one now, and that is you don't take the hat off of Cam Newton. There was a mascot race this past weekend at Texas A&M, I think it was, and Cam Newton was there, and he went to celebrate with the mascot, and one of the mascots went to grab his hat, and Cam Newton gave him a right fist right to the chops of the mascot, and you could see Cam Newton visibly was not happy that the mascot went after his sacred hat.
You know, it's in that kind of sweet spot, though. I can't tell if they planned it beforehand or not.
Cam Newton looks pretty mad about the whole thing. I don't think you planned something like that.
So, like, if Cam was actually really mad, he kind of played it off in a sort. I mean, I think that was that Matt. I'm really confused by how planned this interview.
But watch
was.
At the end that like a security guard, like I don't know if it's who it was, but they separate. They tell the mascot, "Go away, leave Cam."
Yeah, someone kind of peeled him off of Cam.
And it just YouTube Cam Newton punches a mascot.
And I thought, okay, was this like some old video that I haven't... No, this was 4 days ago. Yeah. This was 4 days ago.
It's funny stuff. I love mascots. Whenever I need a good laugh, I'll go on YouTube and put in Philly Fanatic and just watch and just watch some great... There's some just some really good mascot stuff at NBA games, too. They do in between. It's... I don't know when the first mascot ever showed up on a field, but whoever did it, hats off to them. Applaud.
Yeah, I bet it was some burlap sack monstrosity that got the morale going, though. You know,
some corn cob in Iowa or something. Hey, let's dress up as whatever.
Every engine needs fuel.
Go out there and get it. All right, be on your way. I had to throw that at you today.
Thank
Grace.
You. I appreciate it.
Yes, you bet. We've got Reality Radio. We'll talk the outdoors. Craig from Bader's will stop by a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning to chat with us. We'll talk a little bit about Santa's elves And maybe you can help out some of those in need in our area. The Peaceful Gathering will be a topic also. And Big G caught up with our director down in Phillips, the Chamber, Jonathan MacArthur. Very special event coming the week of Thanksgiving. If you like a little stand-up comedy. So we'll get you information on that also on the way. We've got tournament volleyball for you tomorrow night. Jeff Hakenen going to bring you the call. Rib Lake and Prentice. And the trivia question tomorrow night would be, how many people can you fit into the Rib Lake gym? That's good. Whatever, there's got to be whoever is responsible for the number of people that are allowed into the Rib Lake gym. That's going to be, that's going to be, there's a fire code or something going on there. So we're going to bring you that game tomorrow night. Jeff Hakenen will be in the middle of the whole thing tomorrow night. And the winner of that game will then be one game away from making it to state in Green Bay. So I just want to, I'm checking the winner of that game, by the way, gets the winner of Turtle Lake and Prairie Farm. They're playing on the other side of that contest. So, yeah, 7 o'clock Thursday night, and the winner plays Saturday night. We'll have that for you right here. Stream it on the app. Grandmas, grandpas all around the world, you know, as long as they got a web connection, 98qcountry.com, and on the free Civic Media app. By the way, whoever wins that game on Thursday, Frederick will be the location of the sectional championship game, which will be held again on Saturday night. I see Newman Catholic still alive from the Merrillwood Conference in Division 5 also. I hope your Wednesday's good. Preparations for Halloween are well underway. Yesterday turned out to be just a beautiful afternoon, didn't it? Yeah, I put the puppy on a string and took him for a little walk, and he was appreciative of that. These are good walk days for dogs, right? Not too hot. Yeah, you get a 45, 50-degree day, dogs will go forever. They just go, 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 go. It's a lot of fun to get them out and get them moving around. You have some pretty nice temps. I mean, 45 to 50 for the weekend, probably 50-plus today, tomorrow. Halloween, going to be acceptable. You know, mid-40s, not going to be crazy. We'll see what the wind does. It looks like the precipitation is going to hold off right now anyway for us for Friday. So that's good. We can put up with a lot of stuff for Halloween, but rain, that's hard. It's hard to work around that. So Friday, the wind right now on Friday is forecasted to be about 5 to 10. So it should be, might be a few showers. We're not totally ruling out rain on Halloween, but it's kind of pointing toward a better chance of dry than wet. So it should be decent. All the chatty, chatty stuff, reality radio, we'll save it for that after 8 o'clock here this morning. Twice an hour news and sports. At 7:33, let's get you updated on what's going on.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Melissa plows across Cuba, those in Jamaica are still looking at the destruction on that island. ABC's Ika Jachi's there.
Jamaican officials saying St. Elizabeth Parish is underwater. 75 patients had to be moved from a hospital after it lost power and sustained damage to the roof. The infrastructure is severely compromised, with more than a half a million Jamaicans without power. That's about 77% of the island.
The Federal Reserve is finishing up its October meeting today. At its conclusion, an announcement on lowering a key interest rate is expected. President Trump visiting South Korea, meeting with President Lee Jae-myung, and also working on a trade deal with South Korea. Tomorrow, he will sit down with China's Xi Jinping. Lawmakers in Washington are trying to come up with a workaround so members of the military can still be paid, and so federal food assistance is not cut off from millions of Americans amid the government shutdown. This is day 29. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Minocqua Town Board unanimously rejected Kurt Bankstead's Administrative Review Permit, or ARP, for Minocqua Brewing Company at its meeting on the 21st due to unpermitted outdoor seating. The board, noting Bankstead's absence and history of permit violations, required the application to be resubmitted as a conditional use permit. Oneida County Planning Director Carl Jenrich, despite initially considering it an ARP, advised processing it as a conditional use permit for the proposed Elizabeth's Art Garden outdoor feature.
Concerns are raised about parking waivers, and Bang sets outstanding fines. The motion to reject the ARP passed unanimously. Thursday at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will be sharing a collection of hauntingly delightful stories, perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress or to spook. This is free and family-friendly, so don't miss it. Once again, this is taking place Thursday at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Melissa Kay reports.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanacquaCars.com.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodgers Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We'll talk with our cross-country athletes and coaches coming up 9 o'clock. Shawamigan, 9:40, Rib Lake Prentice, and then tomorrow at 9:45, Phillips. Coaches and runners. And a reminder also, archived audio, not only from our cross country coverage, the award ceremony from the Merriwood meet and the sectionals, about all the volleyball games we did, all available, the entire broadcast. You can listen back to on demand, 98qcountry.com. Just click on podcast.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
I'm face to face with an angel.
How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. Stars above, that I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
Standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Stands. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yeah, sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away. When you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday. Springsteen.
Country.
Life's rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. This, where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I south of Detroit City, I pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, the sign said finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. And the CB rang with the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
All right, little Alan Jackson there.
Where I come from.
98Q Country.
Yeah, where I come from, a lot of front.
Little jaw harp in the back, if you
notice.
My wife has a jaw harp. Every once in a while, she'll pull it out. She doesn't know how to play it very well, but there's just something about a jaw harp. Just boing, boing. By the way, big news yesterday. The Vikings picked up a Packer tight end. Did you see that? Yeah, Ben Sims was the Packers tried to sneak him. Through their practice squad and stuff like that, the Vikings grabbed him. Vikings are in trouble. This is a guy that actually was picked up by the Vikings a couple years ago as an undrafted free agent, and the Packers took him, and now he's going to be back with the Vikings. Ben Sims is his name. The Vikings picked him up. So that fills the roster spot that the Vikings had open when they lost their quarterback, Carson Wentz, which tells me the Vikings, and they may not even pick up a quarterback. They may just leave it to two guys who have started a total of two games in the NFL. Someone, a fellow Purple fan, pointed this out to me yesterday. He said, did you know that since 1993, and I know this is a stat that gets thrown around a lot with quarterbacks, but I didn't realize, the Vikings have had 15 quarterbacks since 1993, starting quarterbacks, and the Packers basically have had three. I mean, they've had some other people fill in there, all right? So it's a kind of a skewed stat a little bit, because I think Malik Willis started a game, and there's been some other ones in there, but you get the point. You get the point. For some reason, some organizations just don't want to commit to drafting a quarterback and developing them and letting them simmer. They're just impatient. It's just life. It's just some general managers and some organizations are just like, we want to win now. We want to win now. We don't want to go through that. We want to win now. And they throw them out there. They refuse, rather, to throw out a rookie quarterback. And, I mean, kudos to the Packers. They went through some painful times with Brett Favre early in his career. They very easily could have benched him with all the picks he threw. There was never a painful time with Aaron Rodgers at all. I mean, he was as good from the start. And then Jordan Love, I don't think the Jordan Love era ever got so bad in his first year where you're like, get rid of him. I think he was good enough. He wasn't Aaron Rodgers good. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he hit the floor running. He was ready to go. That was pretty obvious. So the Packers have been very smart on the quarterback side. The Vikings are just like, let's bring in this guy. I think he's got a good year left in him. What do we get him next year? I don't know. We'll worry about that next year. And then the Vikings finally do get patient, and they pick up J.J. McCarthy in the draft. They're like, ooh, he looks pretty good. And he does. He probably will be a pretty good quarterback, but now he can't stay healthy. He gets the torn ACL, MCL, or whatever that was, and then now he got a high ankle sprain. So, the pain of the purple brings joy to the Pack. I know. I accept it. So Sunday, the Packers host Carolina. That should be a W for them. It better be a W. Otherwise, there's going to be, and the Vikings go to Detroit on Sunday at noon also. So that's pointing toward a Lions victory right there, unless something really weird happens in that contest. Packer football Sunday. It's a 10 o'clock pregame. We got it for you right here on 98Q Country.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Get more than an oil change at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. Their AIC certified team handles full service repairs to keep your vehicle winter ready. Try the winterized inspection, just $34.99, including battery service and load test, and a freeze check to 35 below. Fluid checks, wipers, tires, spark plugs, and a full undercar visual. Enjoy new lower oil change prices and tire perks, free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. They also offer 24-hour towing and on-off-road recovery. Stay safe this season with D&D Tire and Auto.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
98Q Country.
I wanna
and all your things, well, I threw them in the trash, and I'm not even sad. Now you only have yourself to blame for playing all those stupid games. You're always gonna be the same. Oh no, you'll never change. You stole my happy, you made me cry, took the lonely and took me for a ride, and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna took me for a ride, and I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna undo it. You stole my happy, you made me cry, took the lonely and took me for a ride. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it. I wanna
Halloween. Is this holiday created by dentists, perhaps?
Give them more! More candy!
Happy Halloween.
98Q Country.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing hell the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and now it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should've left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. These days, all I hear is an echo of you saying, baby, don't go in your goodbye. If you came back, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place. Empty walls where I